We're going to read from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Lila 1, text 241. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kapilir bhave prabhu maya rashikaya shuni se vakya satyanande milaya. In this way, the Lord, in the mood of Kapila, instructed his mother. Upon hearing his words, Sachi merged in ecstasy. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vanshakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Shindu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaur Bhaktabrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So greetings from Shanti Shakti in Moscow. Really an amazing, amazing facility. I guess I've been here for the last week. We just had a nice program yesterday. Unfortunately, I don't know, fortunately, I changed my ticket. Actually, I bought a new ticket. It's not that expensive. It's only a little over $200. So that I'll return to America tomorrow. I wanted to have at least 14 days in America before I go to South America, if I can go to South America, in case they start imposing quarantines from people who came from Europe. Even though Moscow is not one of the countries restricted, actually, there's not much of that virus here yet. Only like 40 or 50 cases in the whole country. But, you know, you never can tell what happens. So I thought it was wise to leave early. Wonderful time here. Okay, so this is the Madhya Lila. And I've been really relishing this Gaur Lila. I told you I was speaking on this for a month in Vrindavan. And I like what Krishnadas Kaviraj, how he's the title of his biography. This is Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is a beautiful title. But Chaitanya Charitamrita is the character Chaitanya, the life force and immortality, the character of the life force and immortality. So that's what Gaur Lila is. You see a community in perfection, centered around God, in deep loving relationships between the devotees and God and between the devotees who love God. And that character is, the door is surrender. This is such an important point in bhakti. The door to bhakti is surrender to God's will. Whether it dictates, allows attachment, or whether it invokes detachment, whether it brings you things you don't like, or makes you give up things you like. That's the principle. That creates a real sweetness in the consciousness because it creates a receptacle in the consciousness for the the energy of God to touch your soul. In the recent Monday morning greetings that I was writing, I think I told you, some of you, that before I left Vrindavan, I just wanted to have three or four days of Parikram, and I have a very nice disciple, Lila Velasini, who some of you know. So she took me. We went to, more or less obscure places. Mukherai, the village of Radharani's grandmother, beautiful. And just to occasionally run into a real Brijbasi, someone whose heart is just no anxiety, just filled with love for Krishna. So we went to Suryakund, where Radharani worships the sun god. And we went to that deity of the sun god. Of course, there were secret rendezvous with Radha. And then across the Kund, which is very, very beautiful, across the Kund, they had this samadhi of Madhusudana Babaji, who lived 300 years ago, and there was some story of how he achieved perfection. And the Prabhupada in the Bhagavatam says that there are many, to this day, there are many pure devotees wandering around Vrindavan. We should not think that it's Krishna's mercy is limited to a particular institution, no matter how wonderful it is, no matter how empowered it is to spread Krishna consciousness. There's four Vaishnav sampradayas that are authorized. And in Vrindavan, there are people, the Vallabhas, they're from the Sri Sampradaya, the Kumaras, they're from the Nimbak Sampradaya, there's the Gaudiyas, they're from the Sampradaya from Lord Brahma. Oh, the Rudra Sampradaya is... Vallabha comes from. Then there's the Sri Sampradaya. I don't know if they're represented in Braj. But there are people, and then the places, and it's so peaceful. When I drive in Vrindavan and you go off the road and you go to one of these places, and it's so lush because there was rains this winter. And these small, and Kujat Kokula Hamsa Sara Sagana. Sarasa, there's these beautiful cranes and beautiful birds, and you don't see people. Well, Prabhupada said that, overpopulation is a myth. And then you go into these villages with it, and this is like a sadhu place where there are sadhus. And I started to chant, and the chanting became deeper than usual. Really felt like really powerful chanting. And then I kind of had this realization there that that when you practice spiritual life, as much as possible, you have to do it from the spiritual identity. For example, when you do deity worship, there's Buddha Shuddhi, you purify yourself. And you purify yourself, and you try to chant from the soul. And it means the conception has to be lined up with the soul. And what's the conception? The desire, the meaning of the mantra. The desire for service comes from the soul, the platform of humility comes from the soul. So somehow or other, traditionally, people pray in a particular way that creates a mood. Just like when they do kirtans, traditionally, there were different bhajans that would communicate these soul moods of humility and hankering. And because when you're inattentive and you go to your thoughts, and your thoughts are born out of, I'm a member of a family, I'm a member of an institution, I have a particular position, What are our thoughts born? They're born from our designations, material designations. And what is bhakti? Sarvapati vinir muktam tat pura twena nirmala. Bhakti is without designations. So when you're not in, when you're not focused, and this is my realization there, when you're not somehow by the circumstances of your life, by your focus, by the prayers you read, by your determination, when you're not focused on the soul, then you're focused on your thoughts, your material thoughts, rather than that hankering, oh Radha, oh Krishna, engage me in your service. And those thoughts are connected to your upadis. They're connected to your material designations. And the extent that you dwell on that within your chanting and your spiritual practices, that's why you need a time and a place for practice and a little bit consideration, a little bit thought, how to develop the moods of the soul. But to the extent that you dwell on the temporary, the thoughts connected with the material designations, is the extent that you create a filter between the soul and God. And the real taste of bhakti is when you feel God's energy, our relationship with God, our sambandha with God. So that was just a realization that I had chanting there without designations, directly from the soul. And that begins with Sharanagati, of taking shelter of Krishna and surrendering to Krishna. And that's what the CC is. It's that platform. And therefore, the character of the living entity and immortality is this surrender and love that flows from that door of Sharanagati. So anyway, you get a real picture, especially in this Madhya Lila, because Lord Chaitanya comes back from Gaya after getting initiation. A lot of people like the mantra I gave, that which with commitment comes change of consciousness. He's committed to the truth. He feels the truth. And what is the truth? Our relationship with the truth. That's the truth. Jivera Surupahoy Krishnera Nityadas. The reality is our Nitya Dharma, our eternal occupation, which is our relationship with Krishna and feeling that relationship. And so he comes back and he's feeling that. And he's expressing that in the form of the holy name. And he comes back. We just finished a part. He had instructed his students. And what he did is he instructed his students in Hari Nam Amrita Vyakaran, a grammar where all the name, Hari Nam Amrita, the nectar of Krishna, the grammar which is the nectar of Krishna's names, understanding that the essence of the Shastra, Vaidaishya Sarvaham Eva Vedyo Vedanta Vid Veda Videva, that the essence of the Shastra is to understand God. And the essence of Sanskrit is to understand Shastra. Therefore, the essence of Sanskrit is actually connected to God. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya, rather than just study the boring grammar to understand the grammar to understand God, he couldn't even do that. He wanted to show how directly the grammar is connected to Krishna and how every grammatical rule is a name of pastime of Krishna. So he taught his students like that. And then what happens when he comes back is very interesting, because he has actually a dual identity. Because Lord Chaitanya is both the devotee and he's God. And there's a different flavor in each identity. The flavor of God is enjoying the love of his devotees. The flavor of the devotees is enjoying the love for God. So he vacillates sometimes between these two moods so that he can be the supreme enjoyer, enjoy love, both from the respective, the perspective of receiving that love from his wonderful devotees and the perspective of giving that love from the perspective of his devotees. So we'll see, it's just rasa vai saha. The ultimate reality is this exchange of love. Therefore, the third verse of the Bhagavatam says, Nigama kalpa torogalitam phalam sukha mukhat amrita dravya bibita bhagavatam rasam, that you should drink through this Bhagavatam, through the stories of Krishna, this rasa, this perfected love. So we actually see it. We see what this perfected love looks like, and we see it from a contemporary perspective. Lord Chaitanya is more 500 years, it's more contemporary. It's something we can identify with, it's something we can emulate. Just like when I have my Puriyatra, and many of you have gone and have enjoyed the Puriyatra, and I make my objective very clear. It's community, but what community? Chaitanya Charitamrita. That not just to talk about Guru Lila, but actually live it. Actually live it by being absorbed in the activities of Guru Lila. So we can see these activities and we can emulate them, we can do them. Of course, the real thing is to get the mood of them. So anyway, in the story, he's merciful to so many devotees. I told the story that his mother, because she has that particular bhav in relationship to God, the mother of God, and she has that bhav. The mother is, I am your protector, I'm your maintainer. So the nature of her love is it, that love, motherly love, is imbued with fear and anxiety that increases that love, the fear that the child, the anxiety that the child, doesn't matter how old the child is, that the child may be harmed. And when you love someone, the real key to love is happiness is the happiness of your beloved. That is the spiritual principle. It's antithetical to selfishness. And we somehow have to actually practice that in our life, in the relationships we have with others. We really have to have relationships where our happiness becomes the happiness of another. I remember I was having a guest and they were going to stay in my room, and it was a good friend of mine in Vrindavan. So I remember, you know, I got the room cleaned and I got some nice fruit. And then I made sure there was clean water and everything was nice. And then I realized, because of the friendship love, my happiness was how my friend would enjoy. So what to speak of a mother? What to speak of bhakti? The bhakti happiness is the enjoyment of your beloved. And that becomes your happiness. So we're just seeing the difference. So Mother Sachi, she sees Lord Chaitanya and she's somehow privy to these incredibly ecstatic kirtans, these praying kirtans that are actually, they're in Srivasangam, they're the Rasa Lila in the form of Chaitanya and Gaur Lila. Because it's the same exact mood. It's the mood of kirtan and dancing in the love of Radha and Krishna. It's just that the form is Chaitanya. And the form is the devotees. So she sees the kirtan, and Lord Chaitanya would jump up. And we know from the descriptions here and the love that he was experiencing, it's called Satvika Bhav. It becomes bodily overwhelming and transforming. and different emotions are there, and they're so powerful. And one is you become stunned. But the problem with Lord Chaitanya, he would jump in the kirtan and then go into ecstasy and become stunned, and then fall down to the ground, crashing to the ground. Crashing to the ground without the cushion that one would have when you jump up and fall. And Mother Sachi would become so distressed that Lord Chaitanya would have to give her the benediction that during the kirtan she would become unconscious. And then somehow or other, because within God is all the incarnations of God, he becomes in the mood of Kapila Dev, who instructed Devahuti. So Mother Sachi is Devahuti, and Lord Chaitanya is Kapila Dev. And we just finished the part where he instructed her in philosophy from the third canto, the what the soul goes through in the womb. It's so interesting how devotees and Christians have such a different meaning of the word born again. They want to be born again. We don't want to be born again. And one reason is because we know reincarnation. And we have to be in the womb. We have to suffer. And we have to take birth again. My God, don't do it. Don't take birth again. Whatever you carry in this life, you have to take birth. If you're angry at someone, if you want revenge for someone, if you're frustrated and have this desire, if you fill your consciousness with the internet and political and this and that and all these things, you're wasting the human form of life. And you'll have to take birth again. It's just so serious business. I'm a little bit hell, brimstone, and fire today, but I'm feeling that. You have to take birth again. And my God, to look back on my life in ignorance and all the things I didn't know and all the mistakes I made. And you look back at your life and the competition for sense gratification and trying to find your identity as a teenager. And I think a lot of us will look back, especially those who are older, and we feel we're lucky that we're alive. You know, I wasn't big on drugs, but I can tell you, I can name a half dozen people I know that died of overdoses. Let me try now. Curtis Meyer, Fidelis, Alan Miller, Mitchell Cohn, Richard Ginsberg, crazy, David Kalancor. So many people. They just didn't make it through with ignorance. We're lucky. You're lucky if you're over 60 and in the ignorance of this world, you're survived and living now. And my God, how thankful we are of transcendental knowledge that we have by Prabhupada's grace. How thankful we are. But to think of being born again and living without that knowledge, living in ignorance and the decisions we could have made that entangled us further and further in the world. So we have to develop a strong desire to serve Krishna so that our life is born of the soul and not our material designations. Even if we have to act through our material designations to live in the world. But certainly when we begin our spiritual practices, we have to learn to do it from the soul. So we have to hear about the Chaitanya Charitamrita, what it looks like. What it looks like. And it should be so attractive to us that in our hearts, we hear about a devotee of Krishna, we hear about a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we say, I want to be that. And we hear about the descriptions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we hear about the descriptions of Krishna, and we say, I want to serve him. Those are feelings from the soul. And the more you identify with the feelings of the soul, the more you become fearless. Because the soul identity doesn't end with the body. All identities based on material designations do. Anyway, in this beautiful story, Lord Chaitanya, out of love for his mother, he just starts manifesting the mood of Kapila Dev and starts to tell about the third canto. And the message is, don't be born again. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, Dukkha, Dosha, Nidarshana, the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. It explains that the qualities of knowledge, one of them is Dukkha, Dosha, Nidarshana, to be able to see Dukkha, Dosha, that the suffering, dosha, the fault, the real problems of life are birth, death, disease, and old age. And how do you conquer them? By developing identification with the soul, which is love of Krishna, which is service to Krishna, which is wanting to be a servant of Krishna. So after the mood of Kapila instructed his mother, she merged in ecstasy. Actually, the word, she became absorbed and she saw, she melted in ecstasy. Her heart just became so soft and she melted. Our hearts have to become like this. I had a friend, a bit of a mentor, but a friend also, and he was a sannyasi in one temple. And when he went to the temple, because he was he used to be a police chief, he was a very qualified person. He had so much responsibility. He purified his heart. And then he thought, I'd leave the temple. And he went to Govardhan. And every time he saw a devotee, he cried. Every time he heard a verse from the Bhagavatam, he cried. Every time he saw Govardhan, he cried. But he realized that that was the result of the surrender to his guru. So he went back and did those services. But that's a symptom of bhakti. The symptom of bhava is that the heart melts. It's very soft. And therefore there's emotion in relationship to Krishna. So this is describing it. Lord Chaitanya did not speak anything else but Krishna. When he's awake, even when he's sleeping, when eating, Prabhupada said that we should have the culture of Krishna consciousness. He said, when we eat, we should think of Krishna taking with the cowherd boys. He called the mental culture of Krishna consciousness. And therefore, we have to hear about Krishna. We have to read that Bhagavatam. We have to hear the Chaitanya Bhagavat. We have to listen to classes. Trust no future, however pleasant. Maharaj Khatvanga, he fought on the side of the demigods for thousands of years. And when the war was over, Lord Brahma gave him a benediction. And he said, I'd like to know when I'm going to die. And he said, wow, I'm glad you asked that question. It's coming up in a few hours. And he was able to prepare himself. The consciousness was there. So anytime, anytime. What is the duty of a man who's about to die, and what should he not do? That was the seminal question in which the whole Bhagavatam was asked. And the answer was, Variyan Esha Te Prashna Krita Loka Hitam Napa. Your question is glorious. Krita Loka Hitam Napa, because it's beneficial for everyone, because who is the person who's about to die? No one can say. No one can say. So, only topics of Krishna. His form, his qualities. And this affected all the other devotees because Sushushro Shradhanasya Vasudeva Katashachi Satmahat Sevana Vipapunyate. Serving devotees is so purifying. And what happens when you serve devotees, you pick up their mood and you begin to emulate them. So the devotees that were serving Lord Chaitanya, they naturally, and then their friends heard about this and they began to wonder, who is this person? He's so transformed. And they were questioning, has Krishna manifest in his body? And did he get this by devotee association or by previous purificatory processes? In the Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada said, no one can come to Krishna consciousness without some previous connection with it. And that's generally a fact. That's why I think the people listening to this, when they heard about Krishna, it clicked to them, previous life. But Prabhupada said, even if there is no connection by the mercy of the spiritual master, and that's probably the better mood we keep in our hearts, that your mercy is all that I'm made of. And when devotees, when they started thinking like this, that sukamaya chitta vritti hoila shabhar, all their hearts began filled with happiness, and their distress was vanquished, and they knew that the atheistic mentality now will be challenged and rooted out, because they're now beginning to understand that the Supreme Personality of God Himself has appeared. So they're watching him, and they understand that he's in the mood of a devotee, and he's seeing Krishna everywhere, especially in separation. The reason why separation is considered more powerful for union, and you can think about this very carefully, because when you're with someone, they're present before you. But if you really love them, they're absent. You see them everywhere. Everywhere you see them. So, and he just began chanting day and night. And it's so beautiful to see, because what is chanting? I gave this definition many times. It's when the bhav in the heart is expressed through the discipline of music. So he constantly chanted the name of Krishna. Constantly. Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Kirtaniya Sada Hari. One time I was visiting Prabhupada's godbrother Bhakti Bhai Bhav Puri Maharaj, and I came in to see him in his temple by Sevakut. I guess I was invited for some program, and he had just finished his bhajan. And he was so excited from his morning association with Krishna, the form of the holy name, that he just looked at me and said, Kirtaniya Sada Hari, Kirtaniya Sada, always chant, day and night. And they saw that this was such a change in him, because before he was a scholar, a logician, a nyaya, and that was his taste. And now he couldn't relish anything other than Krishna. He was constantly on the platform of the soul, the eternal real you. We are consciousness which reaches our fruition in devotion. So then in the early morning, his students would gather for studies, and it was very interesting. They could bathe after studies. We can't imagine the beauty of the dhams. Even when I was in Vrindavan over 43 years ago, the Jamuna was flowing so swiftly. You could dive off the cliffs into the water of the Jamuna. So the Ganga was flowing there. And then the Lord began to teach. He began to teach. And when he began to teach, only Krishna came out of his mouth. Because he's experiencing this bhav. And the symptom, the main symptom of bhav is kirtan. The main symptom of love is expression of that love, which is kirtan. Even in the world, when you love someone, you just start talking about them. That's just natural. Who someone talks about is who they love. So then the students began to ask questions. They begin to ask questions. So they ask about the first sutra. They ask about the sutra. What is the meaning of... Did I lose myself? One second. What's the place? How did that... What is the meaning of Siddha Varna Samanaya? The Lord replied, because that means it's the first sutra of the grammar that explains there's a sequence of vowels. And the Lord replies, Narayan is situated in every letter of the alphabet. The students asked, well, how are the letters alphabet perfected? Lord, by the merciful glance of Krishna. The student asked, please explain properly. The Lord replied, every moment remember Krishna. I'm explaining to you about the worship of Krishna, which is the purport of the beginning, middle, and end of all Vedic literatures. And then the students, they found it kind of amusing because Lord Chaitanya is acting on the spontaneous platform. So he's not right now, he's not able to discriminate. All he sees is love. And it's very, very difficult to understand a person that doesn't act from the rational platform, whether that platform is spontaneous lust or is spontaneous love. That's why Lord Chaitanya, when he would meet Ramana, when he first met Ramananda Roy, and Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Ramananda Roy is Vishakha, and they begin to embrace and roll on the ground, then they look around, they see, oh, the other people are watching. We better not kind of do this. So they started to talk, and one person said, I think he's imbalanced in his life airs. And then they asked the Lord, you've given us such a strange explanation. But Chaitanya answered, I've explained according to the conclusions and consistency of the scriptures. The Lord said, if you cannot understand now, then I will explain to you in detail this afternoon. I will go to sit in a solitary place and look at my books. Let us meet together in the afternoon. And then the students left. And then the students, they kind of complained to Lord Chaitanya's teacher that how Lord Chaitanya, it almost seems fanatic that every word explains Krishna as the meaning of every word. And they wonder, since he's come back from Gaya, that's all he does. There's nothing else but Krishna. He chants the names of Krishna, and they don't understand it. The hairs on his body are standing up. He laughs, he shouts, different moods. And then every day, they're explaining to this Ganga Das, Lord Chaitanya's Sanskrit teacher, every day he takes the dhatu, the verbal root, and explains Krishna through the grammatic rules. And then they tell the pandit, we can't understand. What should we do? We can't understand what's going on. But Ganga Das, the Brahmin, Lord Chaitanya's teacher, he was like the Shiromani Vipra, the crest jewel of all the Brahmins' teachers. And he began to laugh because he understood really what was going on. And then Ganga Das said, now go home, return home. I'll instruct him. Then he'll teach you properly, and then you can come with him in the afternoon. And the students returned to their homes, and then afternoon they came to, with Vishrambar, to the house of Ganga Das, his teacher. The Lord took dust from the feet of his guru, and the guru blessed him. May you attain knowledge. Culture is so important. And one of the aspects of culture, I read this definition, I can't repeat it too many times, that culture is how you, is the organization of the environment to instill within the consciousness impressions that help one to love better or relate better, learn better, and communicate better. And they're all related. So Lord Chaitanya respects his teacher and creates the right relationship by which one can learn, where you can, because even when I'm teaching, I realize it's not just intellectual. The audience has as much to do with the presentation as the teacher. Because it's the desire of the audience that serves almost like a magnet to the potency and knowledge that comes from Krishna through the teacher, or through one's guru. But the student has to be qualified. And it's a psychological element also. That's not just under the intellectual ability of the teacher, that good studentship not only inspires the teacher, but inspires the teacher because the student becomes such a proper receptacle. Human relationships are very, very dynamic. And a lot of it's psychological. I remember Borijan's famous comment, at least to me, I repeated it so many times, when the dog, which joined the Prikram party of Shivananda Sen, went back to Godhead. And Borijan's comment was, we should act in such a way that the heart of a Vaishnava melts because everything will come out. So Lord Chaitanya approach his teacher properly and invoke the blessings of his teacher. And then his teacher tells him, my dear Vishrambar, please hear my words. The studying of a Brahmin is not the result of being less fortunate. Your maternal grandfather is Nilambar Chakravarti. Your father is Jagannath Mishra Punandara. There are no fools in either your maternal or paternal families, and you yourself are most qualified to explain the commentaries. If by giving up studies, one becomes a devotee, then were your father and grandfather not devotees? You have to give up your studies? You have to do this? You think, and this is always a point, is devotion renunciation? Is devotion changing what you do, or is it changing how you do it? Is it changing the things you have, or is it changing your attitude towards them? So there's always a question. We should not have Falgu Vairagya. Falgu Vairagya means false renunciation. So there's always a question. Do not give up things prematurely, not understanding the psychological effect on the consciousness. Our renunciation should be pushed forward by the, not just our intellectual understanding, but by the hankering and devotion for Krishna. And he tells them, do the lessons properly. Because through the proper study, you can become a Vaishnava Brahmin. So you should chant the names of Krishna, but concentrate on your study. Go now, but promise me you will teach the scriptures properly without any different meanings. Don't confuse the students. Due to your bhava. Don't confuse them. We have a system. The Lord says, by the mercy of your lotus feet, no one in Navadvip can stand before me in debate. Who in Navadvip can refute my explanations of the sutras? I will teach publicly in the middle of the city. Let who has the power to challenge me. So he says, I will do it properly, and people could watch me, and it will be proper. And then that satisfied Ganga, his teacher. And then he offered prayers to his guru and departed. And then Vrindavan Das says, because Ganga Das is no ordinary devotee, he says, Ganga Das of Pandit Charane Namaskar Veda Pati Saraswati Pati Shishya Yandra. I offer my humble obeisances at the feet of Ganga Das Pandit, whose disciple is the Lord of the Vedas and master of the goddess of learning. What else is there to be attained by Ganga Das Pandit, whose student is worshipped through the 14 worlds? As Lord Vishwambar walked with his students, he appeared like the full moon surrounded by stars. He whose lotus feet are kept on the heart of Lakshmi came and sat at the doorstep of a local resident's house. Wearing his cloth like a sannyasi, the Lord repeatedly established and refuted sutras. The Lord said, in Kali Yuga, one who does not have any knowledge about the conjunction of words is awarded the title of Bhattacharya, and one who has no knowledge of grammar is engaged in explaining logic. But none of them can defeat me. Who can challenge the way I refute and establish a sutra? Anyway, he's going to defend his conceptions. I do have to go in about 9 minutes. So I like what we did before. We first give people a chance to share anything. And this Vaisheshya Brew does, it's great. Any reflection they have. Something they can take away from the class.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Betty. Bhakti Devi.
Bhakti Devi, Bhakti Devi, yes.
I too am very, very grateful when I think about all the people I've lost in my life as well, due to bad habits and everything. And I'm so grateful to have found you and Krishna and this whole community.
Wow. It's such a nice thought, isn't it? It's
yes,
such
it
a
is.
Nice thought. Where would we be? And we don't want to be there. We don't want to be where we were.
That's
a nice
right.
Thank you. Thank you for taking that back.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yeah, this Aaron.
Hi. I really liked how you said that the extent to which you dwell on material thought develops a filter between the soul and God. And I also just wanted to say that your fire and brimstone was exactly what I needed to hear today. Don't be born again. It's going to be my personal mantra.
Thanks, Aaron. Yeah, I'm pretty fired up here. It's so really wonderful little community here. A beautiful place. I mean, the facilities I have here, I mean, they're amazing. What Ananda, my disciple's done, it's just amazing. We have nice little gatherings. Yeah, anybody else?
Hare Krishna Raj, it's Jamina Jaya.
Hi, Bo. Good, thank you.
I really loved the part, well, what Aaron just said, but also how Lord Chaitanya taught his disciples grammar so that every word was about Krishna. And that, like, the perfection of the grammar is an offering to Krishna. I thought that was just really beautiful.
And there is a grammar that Jiva Goswami wrote based on Lord Chaitanya's grammar, where every single grammatical rule is a name and pastime of Krishna. They're called Harinam Amriti Vyakaran, based on Lord Chaitanya's thing. Thank you. Okay, one more person.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, I'm Gloria.
Gloria, Hare Bo. Hopefully I'll see you soon.
I want to tell you something. I love the sentence.
One of the reasons that I'm going tomorrow is I want to make sure there's 14 days before I go to Colombia in case, you know, they sometimes impose quarantines, you know, for people who've been in Europe, and technically Moscow's in Europe. So
yeah. Anyway. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, good.
I want to say a sentence. I love it. Bhakti happiness is the happiness of the beloved, which becomes the own happiness.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Okay. Because I have to go, I have another call. If people today can just say hello.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Bo. Jai. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Tiffany, okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who's that?
Gail.
Gail, yeah, no time for questions, Gail, today. I'm sorry.
I have no questions today, Maharaj.
Oh, boy, I'm so relieved. I thought maybe I offended you. Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Seva Priya.
Seva Priya, Hare Bo, great. Good. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Lal Govinda.
Okay. I should see you soon because I'll be there in your town. Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Natarada.
Oh, great. Well, hopefully this virus thing doesn't prevent my travels to South America. Yeah. Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Tishori.
And Tota Gopinath. Safe travels, Maharaj.
Okay. See you guys soon. Okay. Who else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
Vajiradhe, and who else?
Shri Gandharika.
Jaini Thai.
Oh, wow. We had one of our biggest participants numbers today, and I'm just wondering if it's the blessings of the coronavirus. Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Kamala.
Kamala, Hari Bo.
I'm here, yeah. Hari Bo, Kamala. Hare Krishna.
Maybe we should touch base in the next few days, okay?
Yeah, sure. I would be happy.
Okay, send me an email. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anybody Hare else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Jai Kishori.
Jai Kishori, I will talk to you this evening. I'll try to get you, okay? We'll talk about the program.
Okay. Thank you, Maharaj.
Anybody else? Okay, I think it's for today. It was fun. I like this. It's this Chaitanya Bhagavat. I'm going to continue it because going verse to verse is fun. Okay. Hari Bo, Bunchu Kopo, Jubia Sakha.